Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Welcome to the Financial Times Big Read, a weekly podcast featuring the best of our long-form reporting from around the world. I'm Anna Dedder from the Comment and Analysis Desk. Is the nuclear posturing from Russia mere saber-rattling, or a real revival of the threat of the Cold War? Neil Buckley, Sam Jones and Catherine Hill say NATO chiefs are alarmed and Donald Trump's victory in the US presidential election has raised fears over his support for America's security commitments and his fitness to be trusted with the launch codes. Some people warn that the situation may be even more dangerous now than it was 25 years ago. This report is narrated by Neil.
A month before the US election, as tension flared between Moscow and Washington over the war in Syria, Russia moved nuclear-capable Iskander cruise missiles into Kaliningrad, the Russian enclave between Lithuania and Poland. 2 days later, Dmitry Kiselyov, Russia's unofficial propaganda chief, warned that any clash of US-Russian forces in Syria could escalate dangerously. He declared in his current affairs television show, "Impudent behaviour by America has a nuclear dimension." The moves came amid the most intense nuclear posturing by Moscow since the Soviet era. Over 3 weeks, Russia cancelled 3 nuclear deals with the US. The city of Moscow ordered checks on its fallout shelters as 40 million Russians held civil defence drills. State TV warned the US was about to start a war, comparing tension over Syria with the Cuban Missile Crisis. The saber-rattling appeared to be elaborate theatre aimed at deterring any US effort to counter Russia's bombardment of Aleppo, intimidating any incoming US administration and bolstering President Vladimir Putin ahead of elections in 2018. Yet Russia's willingness to use its nuclear capabilities to exert pressure leads to an alarming conclusion. The spectre of nuclear war is back, 25 years after the world believed it had been buried by the end of the Cold War. Andrew Cutchins, a Russia expert at Washington's Georgetown University, warns in a forthcoming report on US-Russian relations, "The risk of a nuclear conflict may be higher today than at any time since the 1980s. Unfortunately, societies and political establishments seem in large part unaware that this truly existential threat has returned." Into this geopolitical standoff walks the divisive US president-elect Donald Trump. Moscow, which has portrayed his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton as a warmonger, has already toned down its rhetoric. In contrast, the Republican is portrayed as a man it can do business with and who does not share Washington's ingrained Russophobia. Critics at home have questioned instead whether Mr. Trump, who has asked why nuclear weapons exist if they cannot be used, is psychologically fit to be entrusted with America's launch codes. Allies fret over his questioning of US security commitments to NATO members that do not pay their way. Arms control experts worry over his suggestions that Japan and Korea should develop their own nuclear weapons, which could undermine the global non-proliferation regime, and his pledge to scrap or rework last year's nuclear deal with Iran. Mr. Trump's declared aim of reaching a deal with Mr. Putin to reduce tension could, in theory, diminish the nuclear threat. The two men held their first phone conversation on Monday night, with Mr. Trump expressing hope of a strong and enduring relationship. The Kremlin said the two agreed to work to rebuild ties. But the president-elect's chances of agreeing a deal with Mr. Putin without compromising the sovereignty and security of US allies in Central and Eastern Europe, for now, look distant. Instead, a man with no political, diplomatic or intelligence experience may find himself squaring up against an ex-KGB officer and the first leader since Nikita Khrushchev, in the words of one Russian analyst, to put the nuclear gun on the table. While Western populations may be only just waking up to the threat, defence and security chiefs across NATO have been grappling with Moscow's nuclear rhetoric ever since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. The Ukraine crisis marked the start of what one Western intelligence official calls a campaign of saber-rattling by Mr. Putin, his generals and his officials. Indeed, 2 days before Viktor Yanukovych, the Ukrainian president, flared anti-government protests in Kyiv in February 2014, a senior Moscow security official warned the Financial Times of what he called Western meddling in Ukraine risked triggering the Third World War, one in which nuclear weapons could be used. "Do you want this?" he added. Mr. Putin made similar threats to European leaders as he argued that the West should end its support for Kyiv, the Western intelligence official says. At a youth camp in August 2014, the Russian president reminded his audience that, quote, "Russia is one of the largest nuclear powers. This is a reality, not just words." At a secret meeting in Germany last year of retired US and Russian generals from the military and intelligence communities, Russian participants brandished the nuclear saber again. According to notes of the meeting seen by the FT, the Russian generals warned any attempt to retake Crimea or any military clash in the Baltic republics, which have sizable Russian minorities, could be met with nuclear force. James Scher, an associate fellow at Chatham House, says all key players in the West have noticed a conspicuous breakdown of the conventions, disciplines and rules governing nuclear weapons, discussion of nuclear weapons and threat of nuclear weapons that we took for granted in the last 2 decades of the Soviet Union. Moscow has even reprised Cold War-style psychological games. Late last year, Russian TV showed Mr. Putin addressing a government meeting on responses to the recently launched US ballistic missile defence system in Europe, a long-time bugbear for Moscow. The camera zoomed in on a briefing document held by a Russian general. It showed a possibly fictitious plan for a doomsday weapon, an undersea drone capable of sailing undetected to the US East Coast and detonating a massive thermonuclear warhead. The challenge for the West and the incoming Trump administration is to understand the motives for the nuclear posturing. Some in NATO see it as a sign of anxiety, not strength. Despite huge spending on modernization in recent years, Russia's conventional forces remain a fraction of the size of NATO's. But its nuclear arsenal is on a par with America's, though both are far smaller than at the height of the Cold War, allowing it to level the playing field. A senior Pentagon official says, "In the Cold War, we, NATO, weren't going to be winning in the early stages of any conflict either. One of the concerns was that we had such a conventional imbalance that we would in fact need to resort to using tactical battlefield weapons." Russia's worries about its conventional weakness during its post-communist 1990s economic slump led it to adopt a concept called nuclear de-escalation. This says if Russia faces defeat in a conventional conflict, it might respond with a limited nuclear strike, even with a single weapon. This would aim to shock its opponent, NATO, into backing down or otherwise risking all-out destruction through nuclear retaliation. Russia has incorporated a limited knockout nuclear strike into military exercises since 2000. When a Russia-NATO conflict seemed barely thinkable in Western capitals, the doctrine caused little concern. Today, it looms large for military planners. They fear it undermines the Cold War-era concept called MAD, or Mutually Assured Destruction. Andrei Piontkovsky, a Russian political scientist and outspoken Putin critic, has warned that Russia's military doctrine could provide a basis for the president to engage in what he calls nuclear blackmail to force the West to accept Russian gains after a short conflict. That, he says, makes Mr. Trump's questioning of US obligations to NATO partners such as the Baltic republics especially risky. He says the central issue in the US-Russia nuclear standoff now is whether the Trump administration continues this disastrous line or abandons it under pressure from traditional Republicans in Congress. More recently, Mr. Putin has played the statesman on the nuclear issue. Asked about Russia's saber-rattling during last month, the president distanced himself from his bellicose state TV. He said, "Brandishing nuclear weapons is the last thing to do. This is harmful rhetoric, and I do not welcome it." Alexander Baunov, a senior associate at the Carnegie Moscow Center think tank, said Russia's October posturing was an opportunistic move to force the next US administration to give Moscow the respect as an equal power it has long yearned for. The Kremlin had now concluded the outgoing Obama administration would not do anything against Russia's interests, such as adopting new sanctions against Moscow over Syria. Mr. Baunov said, "There's been an upgrade. We reached for respect, and in a sense, we got that." But analysts warn that while Moscow may allow a grace period to explore chances of a deal with Mr. Trump, the function of its nuclear arsenal and its overall foreign policy calculus is unlikely to change. The situation may be even more dangerous now than during the Cold War, when rules of behaviour, clear red lines and back channels of communication were developed. In the Soviet era, the Communist Party's Politburo could act as a constraint on any leader. Today, decision-making is concentrated in a small circle of Putin associates. A former senior Russian official says Putin's circle does not have the animal fear of nuclear weapons of their Soviet predecessors who had lived through the Second World War. Mr. Trump has said little more since his election on any accord he might pursue with Russia or his attitude to NATO. But Stephen Pfeiffer, an arms control expert at the Brookings Institution, notes the president-elect has given reassurance to at least one US ally. Mr. Trump reportedly pledged commitment to defending South Korea in a call with Seoul last week, despite earlier suggestions that it might develop its own nuclear weapons. Mr. Pfeiffer says, "I hope Mr. Trump surrounds himself with smart people and listens to them on nuclear issues. But I fear that he won't. I fear that he will go on instinct, and that could lead us into some pretty dangerous situations." The uncertainties over the future US president's stance may for now increase NATO's difficulties in calibrating its response to Russia's nuclear posturing as it seeks to renew its Cold War era principle of deterrence and extend it to new members on its eastern periphery. A senior NATO military official says, "We've lost our culture of nuclear deterrence. The nuclear NATO allies still have it, but for the others, a lot of these issues have fallen out of memory." While NATO discussed a strengthened nuclear position at its summit in Warsaw this summer, many allies were so nervous of its consequences that no official pronouncements could be agreed. That leaves open the worst-case possibility of Russia one day underestimating NATO's resolve. According to a US official, "The risk is that Russia will test us unwisely and get more of a reaction than they expect and begin to lose control of the process. That is the way serious wars that were never intended begin. And that danger exists now."
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.